the UK's competition watchdog, the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, has found that popular food brands have been raising prices more than their costs over the past 2 years. This means that products like baby formula, baked beans, and pet food have become more expensive. About three-quarters of the companies that make these brands have been making more money on each product. The main reasons for the higher prices are the rising costs of energy and fertilizer. However, the CMA found that food companies have been increasing prices more than they need to, which has contributed to the overall increase in food prices. As a result, people have been buying cheaper store brand products instead of the branded ones, which has caused the branded products to lose popularity and money. One area that the CMA is worried about is the baby formula market. The prices of baby formula have gone up by 25% in the past 2 years. The market is mostly controlled by two big companies, Danone and Nestle, and there isn't much evidence of parents choosing cheaper options. The CMA is concerned that parents might not have enough information to make smart choices and that the companies might not have a good reason to offer lower prices. However, a nutritionist and author said that there isn't much difference in nutrition between the branded and unbranded baby products because of strict UK rules. Some parents, like Gemma Maxwell from Glasgow, have started thinking about trying different brands after realizing that the nutritional value of different formulas is the same. But others, like Diane Phillips from Staffordshire, still prefer the bigger brands because of their reputation. The British Retail Consortium says that families can save a lot of money by switching to cheaper brands or store brand products that still have all the nutrition a baby needs to be healthy. The CMA will keep investigating the baby formula market and supermarket loyalty card programs. Some supermarkets offer lower prices only to customers with loyalty cards, and the CMA will look into this in 2024. The watchdog wants to make sure that everyone can get discounts on important household products and that the promotions are clear and easy to understand. In September, a consumer group called Which? Warned that loyalty card programs might not be as good as they seem, because supermarkets might raise prices to make the discounts look bigger. But both Tesco and Sainsbury's said that this isn't true. The CMA has the power to make sure companies follow the rules and can work with them to fix any problems. If needed, it can make companies change the way they do business and even make them pay fines.